Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
Do you know what Child Evangelism Fellowship does? Well, they have an organization that has been around for years, and they are in Warrenton, Missouri. And today with us, we have Fred Pry, and he is Vice President of Administration at Child Evangelism Fellowship. We're not only going to give you a thumbnail sketch of what Child Evangelism Fellowship is all about, but we're going to talk about their Christian Youth in Action program. So, Fred, welcome.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Judy.
For those in our audience that may not have heard of Child Evangelism Fellowship, what's happening?
Well, CEF is a worldwide ministry. So yes, our headquarters for the worldwide ministry is here just outside of St. Louis. But we are in almost every nation of the world doing ministry. And the ministry began in 1937. So it's been around for many, many years.
Almost 80 years.
Yeah, it's actually over 80. So God has just been doing many, many things. In fact, I think this year makes 87 years.
Mm.
So God has just been doing some amazing things, reaching millions and millions of children with the gospel, many of which don't attend a church. So that's really the call that God has put on the ministry of CEF.
Children not attending church. What are some statistics, maybe 10 years ago, where kids were attending church as to now?
Specifically here in the U.S., I know those statistics right off the top of my head. Basically, only about 20% of all children in the United States attend any church. So that's
only 20%. That's huge.
Yes. Only 20%, yes. And that's any church. So if you even break that down into Bible-believing churches, that number is even smaller.
Wow, 20%. And you think about parents, how they don't really think it's important to get their kids in church. Like, I know in our generation, when we grew up, Fred, it was really like, well, that's what you do.
Right.
And that's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. There's so many distractions in our world. And I think that's actually one of Satan's devices that he uses. Just putting so many distractions out there, keep people busy. Oh, they fill up their schedules so much with all kinds of things.
Especially sports on Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's true, too. That can be a big distraction. I know I personally had children in sports. Of course, I'm older. Those kids now have their own kids. But that was a commitment we made. We said, you can play sports, but Sunday church and Wednesday youth group is off limits. Your coach needs to know that, and that's just what we did. But yes, you're right. That's not necessarily the case today.
Tell us about your Christian Youth in Action program.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to share about that. You know, we have found this to be one of the premier ministries of CEF. Not that we're doing a tremendous amount of work with young people. We are doing a tremendous amount of work with young people, but we're focused on the quality of that work. We're really about helping these young people really live out their faith, to grow in their faith, to be discipled, to really understand what it means to be a follower of Christ, and not just a follower, but actually a doer, actually going out and participating in the Great Commission. These youth...
What are we talking about? College and high school? Or are we talking about grade school? Because I know that CEF works a lot with grade school students, too.
Yes, we do. We do a lot of work with grade school. That's the children we minister to. But Christian Youth in Action actually is a group of young people, primarily in the high school, college range. And those are the ones we're coming alongside. We're mentoring. We're doing a training school that's between 1 and 2 weeks long.
Mm.
And then we work with them throughout the country and actually throughout the world to go and teach the children in what we call five-day clubs, or some people call summer backyard Bible clubs. But that's what we train them to do. And it's amazing how this really transforms their lives.
These kids then are already Christians that you are training to help with the backyard clubs.
You know, it's interesting that you say that. Primarily, yes, they are believers, they are Christians when they are invited to come to this. But the reality is, some young people come thinking that they had truly understood the gospel and accepted Christ. And as they're being trained, and as they're learning the details of sharing the gospel with a child at the child's level, some of them actually realize, you know what? I've never actually done that before. Mm. And so we end up leading some of them to Christ before they go out and begin their ministry.
Tell us about the one-week training or the two-week training sessions. What do you do in those to help kids?
Sure. It's quite intense. In fact, most of them, when they go, they have this idea, oh, I'm going to camp. Sometimes we call it training camp. Sometimes we call it training school. I personally like the idea of calling it training school. These young people come together, and it's pretty intense. They actually have to learn how to really teach a Bible lesson, not just tell a story, but teach a Bible lesson that has application to its child's life. They need to not read this lesson. They have to put the lesson in their own words. And then they actually do a practicum during this training school where they stand in front of an instructor. They're evaluated on their lesson. And of course, then there's some coaching that takes place, really how to do it better or to include certain things to make something clearer. And so they go through this process of not only learning Bible lessons, but learning a mission story. And the kids, the children, love mission stories. It always ends on a cliffhanger. Oh, what's going to happen next? Well, you have to come back tomorrow to find out.
Uh-huh.
And the kids just love that. Of course, we're teaching songs that have a message, not just fun songs, but songs that really teach. We're also teaching them how to memorize God's word and then praying for missionaries, praying for one another. So it's really a complete five-day club that they're learning to actually lead on their own. So it's amazing. Oh, and they learn how to play some games with them, too. Actually, we teach them how to do certain things, to interact with the children, to really engage with them, to build relationships. And it really has a huge impact on these children, especially when they see, oh, this isn't a parent that's teaching me God's word. This is someone that's just a few years older than me, and these children want to become like their teachers. And it's just a wonderful ministry of reaching children through Five Day Club.
How do people become a part of this training? Do they come to your campus? What do they do?
Actually, the best thing to do is connect with their local director or their state director. We have offices around this country. There's one in St. Charles, very close to St. Louis, of course. And there's a chapter leader there. And if you contact the local CEF office and to find them, you can go on our CEF website, which is cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com. And there you can scroll down towards the bottom and you can find a location finder. When you get to that location finder, you can just put in your zip code. And when your zip code is put in, you'll find the local office closest to you. Connect with them, and then they'll have an application process, and they'll probably ask you some questions. They can tell you when training school is going to be conducted in the coming year, and you can get involved. And parents, believe it or not, young people get involved. They like it as well, but sometimes parents sign up their young people. They just say, hey, I want my...
They get them involved and lasso them in, right?
That's exactly what happens.
This is for high school and college students to be trained on how to do a backyard program. What is a backyard club?
The club actually exists of children coming, playing some games, interacting with their teachers, just building some relationships. And then there's a Bible lesson. There's a mission story. There is a Bible verse that's taught every day. There's songs that are sung that have meaning. And the beauty of what's being done is some of these children, again, have never heard the gospel. Maybe they've gone to church, but it hasn't been clearly presented to them, or they just listen and observe what adults are hearing. But we teach these young people and to teach in a way that it's understandable and clear to a child of what it means to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Backyard clubs are held in neighborhoods throughout the United States. Tell us more.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All over this country, in fact, all over the world, these backyard Bible clubs are being conducted, or five-day clubs, and there's hosts that sign up, so a church can sponsor these. We can go to community centers. We can go to, like, the Boys and Girls Club, Salvation Army. We can come into your backyard, into your community, and conduct this club with the children in the neighborhood. It's a great way for people who have a desire to see children in their own neighborhood come to Christ to say, hey, I'll host a club. And they pass out some invitations in the neighborhood, invite the children to attend, and the host usually provides a snack. And it's just a wonderful thing for children to do on their summer break.
So this is for summertime?
Yes, this is summer specifically.
So you're talking about 12 weeks of summer or 10 weeks of summer or however long?
Well, basically what happens is this is 5 consecutive days. So that's why it's called 5-day club. So we'll go into a host's home for 1 week, coming at the same time every day, Monday through Friday, and the children will gather at that time during Monday through Friday, and they'll come. And so our young people that are teaching, they will actually do 2 or maybe 3 of these clubs each day in a different...
In a different community, in a different area, different neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But I bet if a host wants to continue the club, if the teachers want to do that, the kids, they could continue to do that.
They could. So if that's the case, what I typically would recommend is they consider doing a Good News Club during the school year after school.
Okay.
So when the children leave school, they could come by the house. Primarily, we do those Good News Clubs in schools or in a church close to a school or a community center after school. But that's honestly what we do over the school year is we do Good News Clubs.
Awesome. Child Evangelism Fellowship, Fred Pry is my guest. To reach every child, every nation, every day is their theme. Fred, how can people find out more about these programs?
The easiest way is really just to go to your computer or pull it up on your smartphone, cefonline.com.
That's cefonline.com.
And you can find out all there is about all of our ministries, Christian Youth in Action, 5-Day Club, Good News Club. There's so many things that you can see. You can even go and find about our digital resources. We have resources available online for children that are online on a device. They can watch some Bible lessons, some shorts. They can also listen to some podcasts. But all of that you can find right there on our website.
That website again?
cefonline.com.
Fred Pry, Vice President of Administration at Child Evangelism Fellowship, has been my guest today on Encounter. I'm Judy Redlick. Fred, thanks for joining me. And thank you all for tuning in.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlick, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlick.com or email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlick.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn.